Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Anthony Francis Jones. I'm going to speak first. Well, what is this? It's absolutely veritable cathedral of rights of way. Lovely place to speak in. I'm going to talk very briefly about a very quick fix, how to get a whole load of rights of way onto the network using working with the local authority in a very short space of time. It's quite a wish, but let's see how we do it. My primary surveying tool is Eric. So the two of us go all over the network and I've got to know Telford very well. Unitary authority, new town, lots of development, lots of building. I'll go back tomorrow after being away for a day. There'll be some new buildings, there'll be some new closures, and there'll be about 40 planning applications on my desk to look at. And I'm a volunteer. So a lot of what I'm going to talk about, I think you've already done. If you want to get routes onto the defensive map and open for the public to use, make sure they know who this is. Make sure that the go-to source for what you do is the LAF. That you don't get groups going, "Well, we didn't know you existed, so we never asked you." You should be the first port call, and so your marketing's crucial. We didn't have, there's no budget for our LAF. We have one rights of way officer and that's it. So I use the time and resources I've got very carefully. So don't complain, there's no restricted byway on there. I designed the logo, I just had to get one done. So what was the problem and what are the solutions? The biggest problem we have in Telford and Wrekin, other than lack of resources, is a massive list of DMMOAs, huge list. It's a really good thing they're in, because it focuses attention. This wasn't mentioned in the earlier talks, but that focuses the attention on quite a few priorities. What should we be looking at? What have people asked for? And nearly all of them were upgrade to creation as bridleway. And they've sat on the DMO list for a very, very long period of time. She hates me saying it, but Jan, who's sitting there, did nearly all of that work. Massive body of work. And without that, we couldn't have moved forward. Because we couldn't have said to the local authority, "Look at this list, you don't like it, it's ever growing, how can we reduce it?" So what we did last year is I sat down with some of the officers in highways and all the other areas and said, "Look, how can we reduce this list? How many of these DMMOAs are on council-owned land? And it's not set aside for development, and they're not contentious." So we looked at the list, and actually there was a huge number on there that we use frequently, were already on the ground, were not in places where they were planning to do 220 houses, extra care facility, etc., etc. So that looked like a good place to look at. If you can't read the slide, good, because it's only a tiny bit of the list of definitive map modification order applications that Telford and Wrekin have, and it would sort of, you know, we'd need a bigger screen, and I'm pretty certain that some of you would need an even bigger screen than I'd need, because you've probably got 100 plus outstanding. So we went through them, and instead of going to the, you know, 1999, was I even born then? That these orders have been sitting around for that long. We picked out the ones that we could tackle quickly. So how do we go about it? Well, I'm preaching to the converted here, but what I say to other people is, if you want to get stuff done, get onto your LAF. Make sure you're on your LAF. So we need to get people onto our LAF so they help us create rights of way. You've got to make sure that a senior councillor sits on the LAF and likes what you do. Understands that you're volunteers and why you're trying to do it. With the legal team and your rights of way officer in our case, or officers, look at routes that you can deal with via dedication or creation. In other words, non-contentious, council-owned land. Okay. Whilst this is going on, what we did is we made sure that we explained to the council that if they went through a process of just dedicating or creating, the whole process of going through the DMMO process and having to deal with all of that went. It could be a very quick process of just creating the routes. They're already on the ground, remember, and the landowner is the council. You need a counsellor who really understands what you're trying to do, someone pretty high up. And we were very lucky we had a counsellor who really understands all the reasons why rights of way were a big thing. So once the document was written and the suggestions were made, she was happy to lead it through cabinet. So what happened? Well, we did get lots of new rights of way, but whilst things are happening, and this goes back to the previous speakers, for heaven's sake, look at what's happening on the network at the time. Look at what surfacing is being put in, look at what gates are going in, what kissing gates are going in, what obstacles are going in. All with supposedly good reason, but the people putting it in probably haven't discussed with the users at all. So we did a lot of work, I did a lot of work going around and educating people about, is there really a need for a kissing gate here? Yeah, rider, horse style, fine, but is there a way around it? And my vice chair of the lab, fantastic. She's highly driven, highly motivated, and she will always help me if I've got a problem. She said, fine, I'll get out there and I'll show them what I can't do. And it was interesting hearing the previous talk, because I broke my leg a couple of years ago, and I was on crutches, and I suddenly realised the right way network closed for me, pretty much entirely. I struggled to get around, I struggled to get up off obstacles, and I realised it was for what I used to be, particularly on the main process, and not a lot else. And it was changing that perception, even in the urban environment, that people on mobility buggies, people on crutches, people who are not quite as mobile, people pushing prams, etc. Young children, you don't want them playing around with kissing game, do you? With all the risks involved there. So really looking very closely at furniture that's fitted. The other thing you need is pilot's license. Okay? Which is a local person will pay for it, or not in my case. So yes, I've got Eric, but I'm lucky enough to fly on an airplane. So nothing goes unnoticed. We've got sites where there's been some coal mining, there's a restoration plan, and they tell us what's happening, so I just fly over, take photographs, and tell them it's not. That tends to shock them a little bit. This is Town Park in Telford, probably not an area you know. Just under the wings bar is Central Telford, you know, privately owned, gated at night. It's got Silken Way running right through the middle of it. And then all this wonderful green space, which is old mining areas. And old railway tracks. And most of the routes that your eye will pick out on there, along the ground, exist, are on council owned land and have no status at all. So the process, so that's why the DMMS went in, and our job is to say, come on guys, let's get some status on these routes. not a particularly useful OS map, that, so we'll move on. So this is what some of the routes look like. And we thought pretty hard about this urban environment, pretty hard about that hideous toxic mix of cyclists and killer horses and things like that, and realised the evidence just isn't there. It really isn't there. So we did everything we can to open up the routes. In fact, our rights of way officer is actually pretty good now. He's very unkeen on, you see the white paint hasn't been repainted. He thinks if you give people a specific route, they will demand use of it for their own use and nobody else's. So a head down rider or a head down cyclist will go to cycle and get out of the way. Okay? Now, not all cyclists are like that, but there are some. So giving the full width back, that's a photograph that was not staged in any way at all. But you go through, you educate users, they have to use the routes safely, fairly, and understand who are the more vulnerable users, and it just works for them. The other thing we did, and I'm big on marketing, is as soon as you know there are any interpretation panels going up, I said, I'll do the photography. And they'll go, how much does it cost? I said, well, I said, I'll just do it. So if you do the photography, you get on it. Okay? And if you get on it, and you're like me, and you're helping with the British Royal Society, that's probably one of the first interpretation panels anywhere in the region that had a picture of a horse riding on it, that has a picture of a person with a mobility buggy on it, etc. Because it's just not what they thought of. And of course, a lot of local authorities were using stock photographs. which, you know, if you're like me, you can go, hang on, those trees don't grow here, they can. So it was all about educating the people who are doing the work. They were more than grateful to have the help. I would say with the lab, it really does help having a public face. They're lucky or unlucky to have me as the public face. So instead of going to lots of different people, most things tend to come through me, and they go, oh, we'll talk to Anthony, and then he'll pass it around. So you kind of get recognised. I used to be just the guy on the horse, but now we see you walking on Duke Bender or the room manager as well, so there's a lot of that going on. So the end result was miles, literally miles, of new bridleways, and where bridleways wasn't appropriate, footpaths on council-owned land, non-contentious, which wasn't set aside for development. So, they think it's over.
No, they don't.
This is the latest 57-page document that I've written with the next lot. And it won't go to the Rights of Way officer, it won't go to senior cabinet members, this goes to the chief executive. I will write to him and say, after the excellent work you've done, which has completely opened up the network for the public, for all users, the council got an award from the British Horse Society for the outstanding work they've done in creating new routes on the ground. A little suggestion for another 50 of them. What do you think? And already the less senior officers are saying, send that document in, and they will look at it. And if they get keynotes from it, and they get publicity, and you put pictures in the newspaper, they love it. They will prioritise it. Thank you very much.
Is it just the next one?